The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. From St. Paul, it is time for Monday Night Basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we have Lou Platte Conference Basketball tonight. Wood River taking on St. Paul was supposed to be last Thursday, but because of the snowstorm, they did postpone it to tonight, getting right back on it. And for St. Paul, they probably could use the break last week. They'd already played three games. For Wood River, they wanted to play, and they've practiced so much since one game on opening night. They've actually had two games postponed. They played in that early season tournament. We're supposed to play the first Saturday of the year when the big snow came in. That got postponed, so they've only played one game, but they don't have to worry about that this week. Four basketball games tonight, tomorrow, basketball games for Wood River, and then they play on Thursday and Saturday. So St. Paul, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Blue Hill, and Sutton. Coach Darren Parlin says the girls said they're tired of practicing. He goes, I hope we're ready to go. An opening night two-point loss to state-rated Centura has been their only test. For St. Paul, they defeated Gibbon on opening night and then lost to Grand Island Central Catholic and Twin River. Tonight, they've got Wood River. Then they play Loup City and Broken Bow Friday and Saturday. It's a girls and boys doubleheader, and we've got it all for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by our fine friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank is the better bank. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the visiting Wood River Lady Eagles. Number 10 is a 5'3 sophomore, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12 is a 5'5 sophomore, Alexis Burkhart. Number 22, 5'8" junior is Connor Fisher. Number 24, a 5'9" senior is Morgan Heiss. And number 44, 5'9" junior is Kelly Bossert. The head coach of the Wood River Lady Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. As we said, they've only played one game this season, and that was a two-point loss on opening night to state-rated Centura. Now a look at the starting lineup for the Lady Wildcats of St. Paul. Number 3 is a 5'7" senior, Caitlin Bank. Number 5 is a 5'4" freshman, Maddie Fosick. Number 11, 5'5" senior, Carly Mamet. Number 43, a 5'10 junior, Jordan Robinson. And number 53, a 6-foot senior, Jenna Derner. The head coach is Todd Alberts, assisted by Travis Brulietta and Ashley Lentz. St. Paul comes in with a record of 1-2 on the season, and quite the mixture on this team. You've got the Sestock sisters that will come in off the bench, a pair of freshmen. So Coach Todd Alberts says you may see a lot of youth out there on the floor from time to time tonight. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. They invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to our New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for high school basketball on this Monday night. It's a very busy week of basketball for us as well on Classic Hits. Tonight, Wood River St. Paul. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic hosting Ravenna. Thursday, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Minden. And Friday, Overton takes on Pleasanton. So a lot going on, and we hope you can be with us all week long here on Classic Hits. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. And we'll be back with the start of tonight's basketball game right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The season of memories is upon us. Winter sports, family get-togethers for the holidays, special meals and activities. You can share those memories so easily thanks to Brems Health Mart. Brems now offers digital photo processing. Brems Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief and, yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacist treats you like family, helping you enjoy the holidays a little bit more. Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Wells and Heinrichs doing the officiating tonight for our basketball doubleheader, and we're ready to get things underway. It is the traveling purple and white trim for Wood River, and for St. Paul, the home white with the gold trim. They'll move from left to right. Wood River from right to left as you view along your radio dial. And the opening tip is going to be controlled by Wood River. As Darren Parlin said, it's like our second opening game of the year since it's been 11 days since that opener where they dropped the two-pointer to Centura. And then now they're looking to get back into action. So they'll come out and get things started here, driving the right baseline, putting the runner up. No good that time. It is going to be Connor Fisher. Fight for the loose ball, and we're going to get a jump ball. And it will be St. Paul basketball after it was tied up by Kelly Bossert and Jenna Derner. So just underway here, and it's going to be man-to-man defense, it looks like, by the Wood River Eagles, and St. Paul will try and figure that out here early on. As Mammoth has it at the top of the circle to Bank. Bank's going to take the straightaway three and drain it. Good-looking jump shot from the senior, Caitlin Bank, and it is 3-0 quickly. St. Paul on top. So maybe some confidence out of the get-go, and maybe St. Paul can get a quicker start here at home because they have had three games under their belt and played more recently than Wood River. As the Eagles get into the corner to Kelsey Bond, drops it down low to Kelly Bossert. She's got her shot blocked from behind. That's going to be a battle tonight between Derner and Bossert, and Derner blocks the shot. Bossert, a solid basketball player for the Eagles. Off a great volleyball season for all of these girls. Now they meet here on the basketball court. Trying to go a little pick and roll. They kick it back out top the bank. Caitlin guarded out top there by Connor Fisher. Swings it over on the right side of the key to Katie Mamet. Or Carly Mamet, excuse me. Carly back up top to bank. Just playing it around the perimeter here. Haven't got it inside yet to Derner or Robinson, the post players. And you got Heiss matched up there on Derner. A little bit of a mismatch maybe height-wise. Although Morgan 5'9", as they try to get it down to her, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and St. Paul will turn it over. So the first time they tried to get it low, they threw it away. Checking into the ball game, Carrie Sestock checks in, the 5'10 freshman. So only took about 90 seconds to get her into the basketball game here, and they're going to take Derner out. Couldn't get the ball to her, so they're going to try and work on some strategy over here on the St. Paul bench. And Wood River will go to work as Bond drives in. Switching out on her is going to be Sestock, 5'10 compared to Bond's 5'3. That's knocked out of bounds. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Fisher to throw it in. Looking, looking, looking. Goes out to Bond. It's through her hands. The ball's picked up by Fosick. And off the other end goes St. Paul as the first turnover of the ball game for Wood River. 3-0 St. Paul. 2 minutes in to our girls' varsity game. And St. Paul throws it away. They cut before the pass, and out of bounds it goes. A little miscommunication there by the two guards for St. Paul. They'll drop back and play their half-court defense here as Wood River brings it into the front court, facing man-to-man both ways. Kick it into the corner, Fisher, pretty good shooter from the outside. If she can get a look, she'll come off the pick, drive to the high post, turn and kick it back out to Baugh. Baugh to the baseline, little runner from seven, hits the iron, no good. Rebound, Bossert, she'll be fouled on the putback. So Kelly Bossert already battling down low. The foul is going to go on Carrie Sestock. That's the first foul of the basketball game. And at the line will be Kelly Bossert to shoot two. Looking for Wood River's first point of the night. And she gets it on the opening free throw. 5:28 to go here, first quarter. 3-1, St. Paul on the Caitlin Bank three-point bucket. Second free throw, rolls around, but it goes. And Bossert hits them both. 3-2, and they'll put on some full-court pressure and steal the inbounds pass. The steal made by Alexis Burkhart. And St. Paul with three turnovers in the early going. So this is what Wood River wants to do, score, pressure the ball. As Burkhart gets it to Baugh, she's on the low block. She's got two defenders on her at 5-3. She's not going to be able to take the shot. She'll kick it back out. Fisher gets her feet tied up, and a foul is going to be called on Caitlin Banks. She was just up in her grill a little too close there and caused Fisher to fall. And that'll be her first personal foul, second team foul on St. Paul. Wood River in the front court will throw it up top to Heiss. Morgan, ball above her head, gives it to Bossert, tries to drive left baseline, little contact, shots up too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Sestock. And here comes St. Paul into the hands of Caitlin Bank at the top of the circle. Off the pick, Fisher tried to pick and roll, but the ball is deflected away and the steal is made by Fisher. So turnover number four for St. Paul. Wood River wants to run. Good wraparound to Bossert, the trailer, but she missed the short jumper. And the rebound, Sestock comes out of there with it. Well run, Eagles just didn't cash in at the other end. 3-2 St. Paul, 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Driving through traffic is Fosick. Kicks it into the corner to Bank, and then a reach-in foul going to be called on Wood River, trying to knock the ball out of the hands of Fosick. It's going to be on number Willoughby, it looks like, or Fisher. Nope, Fisher. They're going to call it on Connor, her first. So St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in his bank. Has to go all the way out to midcourt to Maddie Fosick. Guarded there by Kelsey Baugh. Trying to set a pick up top, but not using the pick is Robinson, so she'll throw it down low. And again, the ball stolen away and a reach-in foul called on St. Paul. So Sestock gets two fouls here quickly, and just being a freshman, there's some learning there as well, and that's what Coach Todd Alberts was telling us before the ball game. So five turnovers for St. Paul in a little less than 4 minutes of play, but yet they lead 3-2. The Eagles haven't been able to get anything going, and again, they try to force it inside to Bossert, and it'll be knocked out of bounds by Fosick. A couple of free throws for Wood River, the three-pointer by Bank for St. Paul. Still looking for our first two-point bucket of the game, and we're halfway through the first quarter of play. Wood River will get it into Heiss. She's open, a little nine-footer on the right wing is too strong. Bossard offensive rebound, missed the putback, and the rebound pulled down by Jordan Robinson. So Bossard normally very strong inside, and again, with just one game under their belt, maybe that has a little something to do with it. The outlet pass, Sestock, they didn't find her, and she'll lay it up and in. So Carey gets her first bucket, and St. Paul back up by 3-5-2. 3.5 to go here in our first quarter of play. Looking at a three. Burkhart fires the three. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound kicks back out to Fisher. They'll get another chance. Burkhart to Heiss. Heiss will try the three, and she'll hit the three. Morgan Heiss with her first bucket of the ball game. First field goal for Wood River, and we are knotted up at 5-5 with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter of play as Mamet brings it into the front court, stops between the circles. Looking inside for Robinson. They double-team her, so a three-pointer bank, and that one's going to rattle out. No good. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. Burkhart with it. Wants to push it up the floor. Finds Fisher. Kicks it out of the right wing to Baugh. Baugh nowhere to go. Dribbles in place. Now backs up for the three. And it's off the mark. No good. Long rebound comes out to St. Paul. And Caitlin Bank will push it up the floor. Bank one-on-one around Fisher. Around Bossert. Throws up a tough shot. No good. Rebound. Sestock. And she'll be fouled. So both teams want to push the pace a little bit, but neither able to really finish at the offensive end. The foul called on Kelly Bossert will be her first and the Eagles second. Carey Sestock will go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the game for St. Paul, and the free throw is too strong. No good. Second free throw will be coming up, but first we've got a substitution for St. Paul. Coming in is Kylie Sestock. Both 5'10 freshmen, twin sisters. And the second free throw is up and it is in. So Carey hits 1 of 2, and back into the ball game now is going to be Jenna Turner, and Brooke Bank comes in for the first time. 6-5 St. Paul, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Monday night basketball, makeup games from last week, snow out and down low. Burkhart got open, turnaround jumper though is up too strong. Offensive rebound by Morgan Heiss, chases it down the left-hand corner to Fisher. Fisher gets to the high post, and as she starts to take the shot, she'll be grabbed. And the foul is going to be called on number 11, Carly Mamet. That'll be her first and fourth team foul. At the line will be Connor Fisher, looking for her first point of the evening. And it's on the way, no good. Again, St. Paul 1-2, Wood River 0-1. And they've got four games this week. Here comes Amber Willoughby into the game for Wood River, and Bossert will take a short breather. Second free throw, Fisher, and this one she'll get to go. So Connor ties the ball game up at 6. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Full court press getting by her defender is Maddie Fosick. Fosick's going to bring it all the way to the baseline, then put her arm out, and they'll call her for a travel. Morgan Heiss right in her way, and Fosick, another freshman, both Sestax and Fosick freshman, called for the travel, and that is the sixth turnover here by St. Paul. Only one for Wood River. And back into the ball game, we've got Kyla Kimmenau for the Eagles. She's got it left side of the key, goes to the right side to Burkhart. Burkhart drives to the high post, back out Heiss, fakes the three and dumps it into the left-hand corner for Kimmenau. Now back up top, they go to Burkhart, bounce pass into the paint, and we've got a travel called. Tried to get it to Willoughby, and Willoughby was starting to get tied up, fought a little too hard, and traveled with the basketball. Second turnover for the Eagles. And checking out of the ball game will be Alexis Burkhart. Baugh's back in there for Wood River. 6-6 St. Paul and Wood River here in the opening quarter as the Cats move the ball around a little bit here with Brooke Bank. Bank tries to dump it inside for Derner, but overshoots her, and out of bounds it goes. You can see what St. Paul's trying to do, spread the floor and dump it inside to either Derner or Robinson, whoever may be at the post position at that time, but they just haven't been able to hook up. And now back over to the Eagles looking for their first lead of the basketball game. Fisher drives, draws the double team up top to Heiss. The three-pointer is going to be off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by St. Paul and Fosick, her first board. She'll walk the ball across the timeline, guarded there by Kimmenau. Brings her to the right side, kicks it to the high post. That's Kylie Sestock, can't get the shot away. Hand in her face there by Amber Willoughby. So reset it here for St. Paul. Drive and dish. Now the shot's away, and it's off the mark that time by Sestock. Offensive rebound, though. Turner puts it back up and in. So St. Paul back up by 2, 8-6, a minute to go here in the first quarter of play. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Wood River, St. Paul. Has a good spin move to the left block, and the shot is up and in by Morgan Heiss. They isolated it. I don't know if it was an intentional isolation, but she saw what she had and was able to make the move to tie the ball game at 8. And up the floor comes St. Paul, dumps it into Sestock again, and a short jumper for Kylie is up and in. So she's got her first bucket. A couple of good-looking freshmen here for the St. Paul Wildcats. And at the other end, Heiss tries to get a quick shot up, and Sestock got back there and blocked it. Then St. Paul throws it away, and the three at the top of the key by Wood River, right off of that, is missed. Offensive rebound, Morgan Heiss. They'll settle it down, 20 seconds to go. Ball right side, dumps it into Willoughby. Willoughby didn't handle it cleanly, so she'll kick it back out. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Fisher, left elbow, gets it into the paint to Heiss. Backdoor, great pass, Willoughby, layup, up and in. And Wood River has taken their first lead. They've tied it at 10. St. Paul from half court at the end of the quarter. It's just off the heel. No good. And after one, St. Paul 10, Wood River 10. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
And as always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the fine folks as we're ready to play some basketball. Both teams a little late getting out of the huddle here. That'll be the only warning this crew gives them, too. Next time that ball will be on the ground as Wood River will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. We're tied at 10 despite St. Paul having 8 turnovers and Wood River just 2 in the first quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 St. Paul, 3 of 4 Wood River. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 Wood River, 1 of 2 St. Paul as Wood River gets it inside. Short jumper by Bosser, will not go, struggling early on from the inside. And coming out of there with it, Jordan Robinson. Gets it back into the hands of Caitlin Bank. Looks like the original 5 starters out there with a Sestak in as well, trying to get it into Robinson. And it's stolen away by Fisher. And Wood River, too quick up the floor, they throw it away on the outlet pass. So the teams will exchange turnovers, and it's back in St. Paul's hands with Matty Fosick. Guarded up there by Baugh. Off the pick, has room, takes it to the hoop, puts it up, no good. One of the Eagles got a hand on it, and the ball will be kicked back out. Offensive board to carry Sestock. Reset it, and St. Paul has it with Caitlin Bank. She started the game with a nice-looking three, dumps it inside. Ooh, a blocked shot. Connor Fisher got quite a bit of the ball handler that time, and the outlet pass once again by Wood River is knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds to St. Paul. Rebounds in the first quarter. St. Paul 8, Wood River 7. Morgan Heiss has 5 points for Wood River. Bank and Kerry Sestock each have 3 for St. Paul. A minute into quarter number 2, still 10-10. As Fosick drives, kicks it into the corner to Bank, 16-footer, no good. Long rebound comes out to Connor Fisher. She wants to beat everybody to the other end. One-on-one, takes it around Bank, lays it up and in. Nice play by Connor Fisher. And Wood River now does have their first lead of the game. That was actually pretty darn good defense by Caitlin Bank. And Fisher hit the tough shot, 12-10 Eagles. As driving with the basketball is Mammoth. That time a little too handsy for the Eagles. And a hand check foul going to be called here on Alexis Burkhart. That'll be her first, third team foul on the Eagles. St. Paul ball on the far wing. Again, all of our games is available as well on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Bank off the inbound left wing fakes the three, drive, gets it in to Robinson, drops the ball. We're going to get a jump. Arrow points the way of St. Paul. So after turning it over just 2 times in the first quarter, Wood River's turned it over 3 times here in this first 90 seconds of this quarter. As the inbounds pass comes to the Wildcats, jumper from the free throw line, no good by Sestak. It goes out of bounds. And will be St. Paul's again. looking to throw it in on the high post. They overshoot Robinson. She is able to scoop it back out top to Fosick. Now swing it over for a three-point attempt that is no good by Mamet. And the long rebound will come back out to Fosick. So another opportunity here for St. Paul. Starting to hit the offensive glass. Driving in is going to be Kerry Sestock. And a whistle and a travel. Sestock got bumped a couple of times trying to take it down the right side of the key. And they call her for the travel. Turnover number 10 for St. Paul. Wood River 12, St. Paul 10. 2 minutes into the second quarter of play as Kelsey Baugh will bring it across the timeline. Give it off on the left wing to Burkhart. Alexis holds the ball and gives it to Heiss. She's going to spot up for the three and bury it. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Morgan Heiss. And it's now 15-10. Wood River, they've scored seven in a row. As St. Paul will push the ball up left wing. Carly Mamet to the free throw line. Swings it around to Sestock. And nothing there. Kick it back out top to Maddie Fosick. Fosick to the right side is double team to Bank. Guarded by Fisher. High post. Sestock wide open. 15-footer. Knocks it down. Carey with 5 points in the ball game. And it is 15-12 Wood River as they want to run on this college length court. Driving all the way down, Baugh takes it right to the rack, missed the shot, comes right back to her. She kicks it out for a three-pointer, and Heiss is fouled and will go to the line. And coming out a little late that time to try and guard her was Jordan Robinson. She was chasing down that long rebound and then ran right into Heiss, who's going to get three free throws. So Morgan heads to the line and puts the first one up and in. Already 9 points for Morgan. Just the second game of the year for Wood River. Again, because this was postponed. They've had two of their games postponed. Second free throw, no good. Third one coming up. But before that, we'll see some substitutions. Checking in is going to be Jordan Lukasiewicz for the first time, and Kylie Sestock will come in as well. So now the third and final free throw. Coming up for the Eagles, it's on the way, and it clanks off the iron, no good. But the offensive rebound, Bossard, and she'll put it up. It will roll off the rim, no good. And then the rebound brought down by Sestock. Her outlet pass is stolen away. Shot underneath will not go. Still fighting for the loose ball. Ends up in the Wood River Eagles' hands. They dump it down to Bossard again. This time she'll score and draw the foul. So all kinds of opportunities that time down the floor for Wood River, and Bossert with her first field goal of the game. And the foul is going to be called on Fosick. That'll be her first. And trying to complete the three-point play is Kelly Bossert, and she does. She's 3 of 3 at the line, 5 points, and the lead is up to 7 now for Wood River at 19-12. Putting on full court pressure, the ball comes into Fosick, and Maddie trying to get away from Baugh. Baugh got a hand on it. Fosick got it back. Behind the back dribble. Nice. Gets across the timeline. Gives it off the Bank. 19-12. 4:25 to go. First half. Driving in Bank. Oh, she went to the wraparound to Sestock. Sestock was not on the same page as her. And luckily for the Cats, it goes off the leg of one of the Wood River Eagles. And St. Paul will get another chance to inbound it. But first, Coach Todd Alberts wants a full length timeout. 4:22 to go in the first half of play. It is 19-12. Wood River leading St. Paul. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
Visco Sports on the Breaks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Breaks, Downtown Kearney. And with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul. Out of the Wildcat timeout, going to try and get their offense going again. And on the inbounds, it's knocked out of bounds by Fisher. So they'll throw it in from the left side of the hoop instead of the right side. 19-12, Wood River It was 10-10 at the end of the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes up top to Sestock. Sestock rolls it around to the left side, and holding onto the basketball is Lucas Savage. Jordan now with the dribble to the right side of the key. Looking inside. Nothing there. Gets it to Kylie Sestock. Now back to Lucas Savage. Everybody's packed in the lane. The ball's stolen away by Bossert. Bossert headed the other way. Dishes it off to Fisher. Attacks the hoop and scores. Bossert to Fisher, and it's now 21-12 in favor of Wood River, as they've got a heck of a run here. And then the ball is dribbled off the foot of one of the St. Paul players. They say it was touched apparently by Wood River, so no over and back as it trickled into the backcourt and run down by Caitlin Bank. Bank trying to run the high pick and roll, goes to Sestock at the high post. Now back over to Bank. Thought about the three, gets it inside. Turnaround jumper, this time by Carrie Sestock, will not go. And the rebound brought down by Morgan Heiss. Heiss to Ba, and transition to three is up and in by Alexis Burkhart. Her first bucket of the ball game, and it is 24-12, just like that. We went from 10-10 to a 12-point lead, and St. Paul just can't find a way to get that ball inside like they want and get some easy buckets. Here's a good little pick and roll, but you're seeing some freshman mistakes right here. As the ball's thrown out of bounds for the 13th time, Caitlin Bank wanted to wrap it around to Kylie Sestock, but Sestock didn't cut, and out of bounds it goes. Lots of substitutions on the floor right now. And we'll try and set the lineup for you. Wood River to throw it in. Amber Willoughby, Kelsey Baugh, Kelly Bossert. Also in the ball game is Alexis Burkhart, and just checking in, Kaylee Gill, a 5'9 junior, as Wood River has the ball in a 24-12 lead. Bossert comes to the top of the circle, uses the dribble, and gives it off to Baugh. Holds the ball on the right wing. Dribble penetration, they get a little room for it. Comes to the baseline, jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by St. Paul and Kylie Sestock. Little trouble inside, the ball stolen away. It's thrown up and in, and Wood River also draws the foul. And Kelly Bossert goes right back to the free throw line for another three-point play opportunity. Growing pains right now for Coach Todd Albert's young basketball team, even though he's got a couple of upperclassmen in there. As Bossert's free throw is up and in. The foul on Fosick is her second. And back in will be Jordan Robinson. So good free throw shooting from Kelly Bossert. She's 4-4 at the line. And it is a 17-2 run here to the start of the second quarter for Wood River. Trying to change that, taking it all the way to the other end. Mamet Carley takes it to the baseline and draws a blocking foul. Just trying to make something happen, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. First free throw attempt of the ball game for Mamet. The foul on Kelly Bossert, her second. Free throw was up, and it is in by Mamet. And back in Morgan Heiss. Again, after tonight, St. Paul has games at Loup City Friday and home against Broken Bow on Saturday. Saw Loup City over at Kennesaw the other night. If they get healthy, they're going to be okay, but they're in trouble with their health as the free throw is missed, and Carrie Sestak pulls down the rebound, kicks it out for a three-pointer. Mamet can't get it. Rebound brought down by Fosick. She'll give it off to Bank, and Caitlin hits her second three of the basketball game. 27-14, finally back on the board for the Wildcats as the Eagles get it out between the circles to Heiss. Swing it left side to Bob. Coming out and setting the pick is Gill. Baugh drives and leaves it off for Burkhart. Free throw line jumper, no good. St. Paul all over the rebound there. And coming out of there with the loose basketball will be Jordan Robinson. Wait for the traffic to clear, and Maddie Fosick will bring it across the timeline. High post gets it to Robinson, who wasn't expecting it, but at least she controlled the basketball and kicked it back out as they reset the offense. Driving in with a little room is Bank, uses the glass, won't go, and then a pair of a Wildcats grab the rebound. It ends up in the hands of Caitlin Bank. Shot no good. And then we've got a foul underneath. And let's see where this one's going to go. Going to be on Kaylee Gill for Wood River. Her first, the team's fifth, so we're not shooting any free throws. As Connor Fisher will re-enter the ball game. A minute 33 to go. Don't forget coming up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us for that. First half stats, boys preview, and more. And another foul called here on Wood River on the inbound. This goes on Burkhart, her second. And once again, we're one foul short of the 1-1, so St. Paul will throw it in underneath their own hoop again. on the right side. They'll go out onto the wing to Mamet. Mamet kicks it back in the corner to Bank for the three. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound being run down. Baugh finally grabs it at midcourt and now waits for her teammates. Kicks it to the trailer, Burkhart. She spots up for three, doesn't take it. Over to Heights, back up between the circles. She'll go to Baugh. Left wing, Fisher. Fisher dribbles to the high post, trying to pick and roll, but Heiss is covered, and the ball knocked away, and now a foul will be called on St. Paul. And it's going to go on Caitlin Bank, and it's her second, and that will be a one-on-one situation here for Wood River. Morgan Heiss, one of three at the line, has 9 points to lead the way for Wood River. Now she'll try and hit the front end of the one-on-one. And she can't do that. The rebound will be brought down by the Wildcats. And Carrie Sestock with her sixth board of the ball game. Both these freshmen at 5'10". They're going to be something, it looks like, for St. Paul. As Caitlin Bank brings it between the circles. Fakes the pass to the baseline. Kicks it to Sestock on the left wing. She dribbles in and a reach-in foul on Heiss. And for Morgan, that'll be her first. We were pretty clean until about 2 minutes ago. Now we've had about... what, six, seven fouls called in the last couple of minutes. Back into the ball game, Kyla Kimenow for Wood River and Kylie Sestock for St. Paul. At the line, shooting the one-and-one, Carrie Sestock. She's one of two at the line, has 5 points, six rebounds off the bench here for Todd Alberts. Free throw up, and it is bouncing around, won't go, and then two Eagles run together, and the ball goes out of bounds. Heiss and Willoughby both going for it. And St. Paul now to throw it out underneath their own hoop. And it will be Carrie Sestock to do it. Play in motion, looking in the paint. Nothing there. And then they throw it off the back of the backboard, and that's out of bounds. Turnover number 15 for St. Paul compared to 4 for Wood River. 27-16. Wood River leads by 11 with 40 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Ball in the hands of Wood River's Connor Fisher. Spreading the floor here, might be playing for one, and it looks like Fisher's going to put the ball on her hip. St. Paul's content to let her do that. Now they're going to come out and guard. It's Destock on her, so Fisher dribbles and gives it off to Kimenow on the left wing, into the corner to Heiss, 20 seconds. Kick it back out to Baugh, now get it in Heiss's hands, right in front of the St. Paul bench. Swings it to the right side to Fisher, 10 seconds to go. Now they want to get that offense in motion. Fisher over the left side. Nobody's on Heiss. A wide open three all the way around and out. No good. The ball is going to go out of bounds. And that is the end of the first half of play. And after one, it is Wood River 27, St. Paul 16 here at halftime at St. Paul. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, and St. Paul on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back to St. Paul. As always, a big thank you to our sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops throughout the season. And it's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of our girls game. It is Wood River 27, and St. Paul 16. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit, but remind you that the boys' game is still to come. St. Paul with a new boys' basketball coach this year after Rick Peters stepped down. He takes care of the athletic director duties now after winning a ton of basketball games. Drew Billiter takes over. He's got a heck of a basketball background. Had been at Palmer. Of course, you know the name from the Louvis area. Drew Billiter is the new head coach for the St. Paul Wildcat boys. And, of course, just in his second season, Derek Lindsay over at Wood River. So you've got a couple of younger coaches, but they've definitely been around and been on the bench for quite some time. For the St. Paul boys, they have played two games. They're 2-0 with a win over Gibbon, 47-43, and Twin River on Saturday, 51-44. For the Wood River boys, kind of in the same boat as the girls, they actually got to play a couple of more games because they won the opening night against Centura. They got to play the second night of that season opening tournament, and they lost to Sandy Creek. And then they took on Adams Central and won that ball game on Saturday, or excuse me, lost that ball game on Saturday by a score of 75-40. So the Wood River girls only have played one game, but the boys have played three. And they will be taking on a similar task. They don't have to play four games this week like the girls, but they do have to play two more after tonight with Blue Hill and Sutton on Thursday and Saturday. And as we said, the Wood River girls have to come right back tomorrow and host preseason number one in some polls, Hastings St. Cecilia, the defending state champion. So going to be a tough task, but right now Wood River has played well in the opening night, losing to state-rated Centura by two, and right now, after being 10-10 at half, they open things up in the second quarter, outscoring St. Paul 17-6, and they lead it 27-16. It's a very busy week for us here at Classic Hits. Not quite as many games next week because of the Christmas break. In fact, a lot of the schools, it appears, is getting out a little earlier than usual, and so there's hardly any Thursday night games, although St. Paul does have a Thursday night game next week. We will be seeing another Lou Platt Conference doubleheader tomorrow, one of the fiercest rivalries in the conference from Cope Gymnasium as Kearney Catholic welcomes in Ravenna, scheduled for a 6 o'clock girls tip and 7:45 for the boys. The Ravenna boys just coming off a nice win against Class B Gretna on Saturday night. So they are undefeated. Kearney Catholic's boys have got a couple of games under their belt and after beating Ord and Cambridge last weekend and getting a win against Lincoln Lutheran in their opening game of the season. So they're 3-0, and that should be a good battle tomorrow night. The girls always feisty and state-rated, and Ravenna just outside the preseason rankings. Kearney Catholic undefeated in their game so far this season as well. So that's coming up tomorrow. Then Thursday, we will be in Minden as the Whippets welcome in Grand Island Central Catholic. And Friday, down the road for a Fort Kearney Conference matchup in Pleasanton as the Bulldogs will be taking on Overton. 27-16, your halftime score. Wood River leading it here. That's a look at what's still to come this week here on Classic Hits. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN Radio. The pregame at 7. The kickoff is at 7:40 on 1460 and 1550. AM. We'll be back with the first half stats of our game in a minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we are back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' game. And we'll begin with the St. Paul Lady Cats. Caitlin Bank has hit a couple of three-pointers. In fact, the only threes for St. Paul. She's got 6 points, 2 rebounds. Maddie Fosick has 3 rebounds. Carly Mamet, 1 point. Carrie Sestock, 5 points and a team-high 6 rebounds. slide down to Kylie Sestock, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block. Jordan Robinson has 4 rebounds, and Jenna Derner, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, and 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers have been the problem for St. Paul, 8 in the first quarter, and 7 in the second. Foul situation, got a handful of players with 2 fouls each. All guards, Caitlin Bank, Maddie Fosick, and Carrie Sestock. 10 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. At the half, the Lady Cats have 16 points, 19 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 15 turnovers. For the Wood River Lady Eagles, Kelsey Baugh, run of the point most of the time, has 2 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart hit a 3-pointer for her total. She has 1 rebound. Connor Fisher, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block. Morgan Heiss, team high, 9 points, 3 rebounds. She's hit a couple of threes. Amber Willoughby has 2 points, and Kelly Bossert, 8 points and 4 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 of the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, and 3 of 6 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting for the Eagles, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second quarter of play, and turnovers, 2 in each quarter. In fact, Wood River went over 6 minutes without committing a turnover to end the first half of play. Foul situation, Kelly Bossert and Alexis Burkhart each have 2. 10 points in the first quarter, but 17 in the second. And at the half, Wood River 27 points, 13 rebounds, 6 of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 4 turnovers. At the half, Wood River 27 and St. Paul 16 here in the opening game of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to high school basketball. We're ready to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 27-16, your halftime score. And it's time now for Wood River to inbound the ball and get the second half underway, leading it by 11. And trying to get right out of the gates here and put this one away, but the pass is going to be knocked away. Caitlin Bank and couldn't quite stay in bounds. Out of bounds it goes, and Wood River will throw it in again from midcourt. Fisher takes it into Baugh at the midcourt stripe. Guarded the man-to-man by Maddie Fosick. Drives to the baseline, and out of bounds it goes. Ball slipped out of Wood River's hands. Looks like the original starting five in there for both teams. Bank, Fosick, Mamet, Robinson, and Derner for St. Paul. Baugh, Burkhart, Fisher, Heiss, and Bossert for Wood River. St. Paul basketball. Fosick with a left-hand dribble takes it to the wing. Kicks it back out top to Derner. They never really could get the post involved in the first half. They try to get it to Robinson. She dribbles it, has her pocket picked from behind, and up the floor comes Burkhart. Tries to hit Bossert, the trailer. She grabs the ball but can't get a shot away. So her throw back out to Burkhart will be deflected out of bounds by the Cats. Just a little long that time for Bossert. Kelly actually did a heck of a job just to retrieve the loose basketball. Inbounds pass comes into Heiss. She'll retrieve it and give it over to Burkhart. Now Baugh will hold on to the ball and wait for her offense to get in motion. Back up top, Heiss dumps it to the high post. Bossert, she's covered. Trying to set a pick behind her is Baugh, but in the meantime, reaching in and forcing the jump ball is Maddie Fosick. And the ball goes over to St. Paul. So just like the second quarter, 2 quick turnovers here in the third quarter for Wood River. St. Paul trying to break the pressure. Fosse dribbles through the double team, gets into the front court, stops at the timeline. Keeps the dribble, though. Now makes a move towards the right side of the key. Man-to-man defense as it has been all game long. Back door is open. They get it to Bank. She's now covered. Forces that jumper. No good. And ripping down the offensive rebound and putting it back up and in is Jordan Robinson. Had to take it away from Kelly Bossard. And so she did. And St. Paul draws the first points of the second half. 27-18, Wood River. They dump it down low. Bossard to the low block left side. Can't get the shot away. Guarded there by Derner. They go to the right side to Baugh. She drives, and Robinson will come out, block the shot, and take it away. Outlet pass to Mamet, but she'll wait for the traffic to clear. Mamet to the top of the circle. A little room inside, and they overthrow Derner, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. That is the one thing St. Paul had problems with in the first quarter, those eight turnovers. Many of them were trying to lob it into the post player. And they just hardly ever connected. Derner, they got it to her one time. So Derner has two and Robinson has two. Everything else coming from the guards, although the Sestock girls probably have 5'10 more of a post player, but they can do whatever they choose right now. Is the drive by Fisher and the shot no good. Bossard got the rebound, kind of falling away, threw it back up there. It's no good. And here comes St. Paul the other way. Mamet will have it at the top of the circle. Trying to spread the floor a little bit, giving some room. Up top, they'll go to Derner. Can't get it to Robinson, who's guarded by Bossert. Bank drives, kicks it in the corner. Open three, Mamet up and in. Carly Mamet with her first bucket of the ball game to go along with a free throw. And a nice start to the second half here for St. Paul as they've cut the lead to six, 27-21. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Bossert outside the arc on the right side. She starts to drive and gets tripped up by Jenna Derner, who will be whistled for her first foul. That's the first foul of the second half. As we said, we've got Kurt Heinrichs and Brooksy Wells and Joe Wells, our three-man officiating crew. And now here comes Carrie Sestock into the game. And Robinson's going to come back out. Eagle ball. And Heiss will take it out at midcourt. Looks for the cutter. Nothing there. So they'll swing it left side to Burkhardt. Looks for the pick, comes to the right elbow, throws it back against the grain. The ball's deflected, but Fisher runs it down, gets it out to Baugh. She's got a three, and she'll hit it. Kelsey Baugh with her first bucket of the ball game and the fourth three of the night for Wood River, and the lead goes right back out to nine, 30-21. As Bank brings it into the front court, off the pick, gets it to the baseline, and coming over, Bossert blocks the shot. They get it back, though, and I think we're going to get a foul call here on Wood River. Foul is going to go on Connor Fisher trying to help out after the block shot. It's her second foul. First of the half, there was no shot attempt. So St. Paul will take it out underneath their own hoop. Caitlin Bank throws it out top to Fosick. She dribbles to the right, now back to the left. Dribbles into a traffic and is called for a travel. Turnover number three of the quarter for St. Paul. And back over to the Eagles. 30-21, Wood River. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Everybody above the high post line, and Bossert starts to dribble and lost the handle. They want to put some press on here for Coach Darren Parlin. Wood River, their seventh turnover of the game. And on the inbounds, they get it to Sestock. Sestock a couple of dribbles, now picks her dribble up and throws it backwards. And here comes Fosick trying to find a way to get up the floor. They're going to get a hand check foul on Connor Fisher, and that's her third. So she'll want to be a little careful. They get that ball into her hands quite a bit, and they don't want to lose her. Wood River saw a little run being made, and now the Eagles get ready to throw it in. St. Paul, gets ready to throw it in, bouncing the ball through the lane. It's going to be thrown away. Good idea by Mamet, but again, Sestock was not looking. And she threw it behind her, so the teams exchange turnovers. And back in for Wood River will be Kyla Kimenow. And Fisher with those three fouls will check out. Here come the Eagles again, and Kelsey Baugh picked up at midcourt by Maddie Fosick. And St. Paul gets back into their man. Swing it over the left side to Burkhardt. Drives to the high post. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound swatted around, and it is going to go out of bounds. Last touched by St. Paul. Dropped it out of their hands, and Wood River will get it underneath their own hoop. Burkhardt to throw it in. Looking. Finally dumps it in and overthrows Bossert. There might have been a little contact in the back that threw Bossert off her balance, but not enough to make a call, and St. Paul will get the ball after the turnover. And right on, Kelsey Baugh all over Fosick. They get it inside to Robinson. Her shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds to Wood River. So, again, we found ourselves a little offensive drought, and it looks like a timeout going to be called by Coach Todd Alberts. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Wood River 30, St. Paul 21 on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Again, a big thanks to Athletic Director Rick Peters as we continue basketball tonight here at St. Paul. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic hosting Ravenna from Cope Gymnasium. Three of those four teams state rated, and the Ravenna girls listed as the contenders to start the season after another great year last year. So you never know, it should be some great basketball tomorrow. And out of the St. Paul timeout, they've used a couple. Wood River has it at a 9-point lead. And checking in for the first time, Maddie Luhr. Luhr will give it off to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh forces it down the low block. Bossert, spin move, elevates, shot goes in. Tough shot, and Bossert hits it. That is the first two-point bucket of the half for Wood River. 10 points now for Bossert, 32-21 Eagles. As St. Paul walks it up the floor with Fosick, uses the pick, throws it over to Robinson, tries to dump it into Derner. Derner has it, little seven-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Bossert. That'll be the sixth for Kelly. And here comes Baugh up the floor. A little contact there with Fosick. Gives it off to Burkhart. And Alexis skip pass over to Heiss. Looks at the long three and then tries to drive by Robinson, who came out to guard her. And they're going to call her for a travel. So the ball back over to St. Paul. And checking back into the ball game will be Carly Mamet. So you've got Bank and Mamet and Sestak. That's a Carrie Sestak out there, along with Derner and Bank, or Robinson and Bank, excuse me. St. Paul ball down by 11. Needed to cut back into that lead. They had it down to 6. But the last couple of buckets have been Wood River's, and they're going to fire at 3, and it's up and it's in. St. Paul drains the 3 with Carly Mamet. She's got a couple of 3s here in the quarter, and that will make it 32-24. Each team has knocked down a few 3s. Each team has got 4. Now Bossert gets open down low on the mismatch, and there's a layup up and in for her 12th point. So Wood River answers right back, 34-24, as Bank pushes the ball up the floor, crossover dribble, stops, fires the 15-footer. It's no good. Ball punched out of bounds. It will be Wood River's Kelsey Baugh grabbed it and had it deflected from behind, and now into the ball game will be Kylie Sestak. 1:45, third quarter. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9. Again, Monday Night Football. Pre-game just about ready to begin on ESPN Radio, 1460-1550, Seattle hosting St. Louis tonight. Up top with it, the Eagles have the basketball. Alexis Burkhart kind of standing there against Fosick, looks for the pick and roll. Good switch. They got the mismatch. Bossert's open, but the ball's stolen away at the point by Mamet. Mamet goes to the other end, hits the trailer, layup up and in for Maddie Fosick, her first bucket. And that's the way you do it. St. Paul cuts it to 8. 34-26. Back and forth we go here. St. Paul's actually outscored Wood River 10-7 here in this third quarter with a 1:05 to go. Wood River runs their offense, kicks it over on the left wing to Baugh. Fighting off the pick is Fosick. They fire it down low to Bossert. The pass is too low, and it's stolen away again by Mamet. Another Wood River turnover, and then they have it stolen away. Coming to the other end, Baugh. The layup is up and in. 5 points for Kelsey Baugh. That's a big exchange there. St. Paul could have cut it to 6. Instead, Wood River grabbed the ball back and went up to a 10-point lead. Mamet off the pick, has some room, right side of the key, brings it in, draws the contact. No call. Shot's no good. And we've got a rebound underneath by the Eagles, Maddie Luhr, and a foul on St. Paul. Checking into the ball game will be Jenna Derner. And Bank is back in. The foul was on Carly Mamet, her second. Second foul of the half. Each team just 2 fouls appear in the second half of play. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Ball will walk the ball up the floor. The Eagles, I would assume, will go for the last shot. Up by 10. Perfect place to kill the clock here. Pick and roll. They get it to Bossert. Nice pass underneath Burkhardt, and Bossert is fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. She's 3 of 3 at the line. She's got 12 points, 6 rebounds. And the foul is going to go on Jenna Derner, her second. So two free throws here for Bossert with 12 seconds to go. And the first one is right through there for Kelly Bossert. 37-26, and here's Kaylee Gill coming back in. Second free throw is on the way, and it is going to hit the front of the iron, and that one won't go. Her first miss. Rebound brought down by Jenna Derner. Gives it to Mamet midcourt with 7 seconds. She's open if she decides to drive. 5 seconds. Spin move. 2 seconds. 1 second. Will she get the shot off? Yeah, but it's partially blocked. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So we end up playing dead even with each team getting 10 points in the third quarter. Wood River 37 and St. Paul 26. We head to the fourth quarter right after this on Classic Hits.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service, and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And we're ready to start the fourth quarter of play here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, St. Paul. And it's still an 11-point lead now for the Eagles. And they will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, 37-26. They are led by Kelly Bossert with 13 points, 9 for Morgan Heiss. As the shot is away, no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Fosick for St. Paul. Carly Mamet now has 7 points, 6 for Caitlin Bank on a pair of threes. Drive it in. Fosick drives, draws some contact, and they're going to call her for the charge. Maddie Fosick with her third personal foul. And they were looking at that because the last time down the floor, they took it in and did the same thing. There was no call either way. This time they do call the charge. Turnovers in the game. St. Paul 20 after getting 5 last quarter. Wood River had 7 last quarter. That's 11 in the game. They were pretty clean in the first half of play, and yet with those 7 turnovers, they didn't lose any ground on the scoreboard as the ball's tipped into the Wood River bench. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game and every ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So stay with us, and then the boys' contest will follow at approximately 7:45. As Wood River gets it into Bossert on the nice pass again from Burkhardt, and Bossert lays it up and in, and now they're starting to get it inside to Kelly Bossert. She's got 15 points. She's 5 of 6 at the line. And the rest of them, obviously, from right inside. 39-26, the largest lead of the game for Wood River. St. Paul ball out of the right wing, trying to set up Bank for the three, and it's partially blocked. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Paul. And a timeout going to be called here by the Wildcats. Coach Todd Alberts knows that his team has got to find something right here if they want to get back into the basketball game. So, with 6:48 to go in the contest, Wood River 39 and St. Paul 26. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to high school basketball as St. Paul, trailing at home by 13, will have the ball underneath their own hoop. But somebody's got to take it out. Finally, Caitlin Banks says, okay. As they box the lane, trying to kick it out in the left wing to Mamet. Three is covered there by Burkhart. And she'll dribble it all the way from the left corner to the right wing. Go to the high post to Sestock. Kelly's back. Kylie's back in. Tries to go backside to Derner. The ball deflected and stolen away. There's just been no success inside for St. Paul as Fisher drives. She sees Bossert's open, throws it to her, but it's over her head, and it's tracked down by Burkhart. Good hustle there by Alexis. She's not going to have a lot of points tonight, but she has really done a lot of things defensively, handled the ball, done some good things. Pick and roll here to Heiss. Heiss underneath Bossert. They left her alone, and that's an easy two. 17 for Kelly Bossert, and Wood River has just about put the final nail in this one. 41-26. It was 27-21. That was as close as St. Paul got. They were at 6 points in the third quarter, and now it's up to 15 as they try to force it inside again. The ball is stolen away by Bossert. Bossert heads to the other end, gives it off to Fisher, five-footer. No good. Bossert offensive rebound. Blocked from behind by Sestak. Bossert got it again. This time she'll score. So 43-26, just the second game of the year for Wood River, and took them a little while to get going, but they had quick starts in the second quarter and the fourth quarter and are starting to pull away. A three-pointer by Mamet rattles out, no good. Bossert with another rebound. They want to run and gun. St. Paul's out of gas. Fisher's going to pull up from 10, didn't make the shot, and the rebound brought down by Sestock. Head coach Todd Albert says, settle down. Slow it down. Both teams, I think, wanted to do that right there, but it just happens to be St. Paul that has the basketball. With it is Fosick. Fosick to the high post. Derner swings it left side. Mamet in the corner. Looks for the pick from Derner. Out of the high post, Sestock. Rolls it around to Derner. Fade away from six. It's too strong. They finally got one down to the low block and couldn't finish. And Bossert with yet another rebound. Her ninth, so one board away from the double-double for the junior Kelly Bossert, who gets the ball as the trailer. Right side layup up and in. Eight in the quarter, 21 in the game, and Wood River has run away and hid as they have scored the first 8 points of this quarter, all of them from Kelly Bossert. 45-26 Eagles, 4:20 to go in the game. On the right wing with it, driving in, ball fake. Mamet puts the shot up, in and out again, and the rebound brought down by Connor Fisher. St. Paul just can't get the shots to go when they do get them. Inside, they turn it over. Outside, they rattle around. They've hit a few threes, but that's been about it tonight. As the top of the key jumper by Burkhart is off the mark, and the rebound falls into the hands of Maddie Fosick. And trying to steal it in the backcourt, looks like we've got a reach-in foul called on Wood River's Morgan Heiss. Her second, team's third. 3:58 to go in the ball game. Looks like we got a bunch of players that want to check in. And for Wood River, it'll be Amber Willoughby and Kaylee Gill. And for St. Paul, it's Jordan Robinson, Carrie Sestock's back in, and also Jordan Lucas-Savage. Again, Wood River has to play again tomorrow night. They host Hastings St. Cecilia, the defending state champions. It's the first of four games this week for the Eagles after having just one game played so far this year. Two were called because of snowouts, and this is the first of those makeups. As they lob it inside, St. Paul, there's a good one into Robinson. Missed it, got her own rebound, missed it again. How about a third try, Lucas Savage? It will not go. And finally, it's going to be pulled down by Gill, and she'll be fouled. The lid is welded shut on the St. Paul bucket tonight. Foul called here on Lucas Savage. She was trying to stay with that rebounding technique. That's her first, and the Eagles will get the ball back into the front court. Bossert getting a short breather, so let's see what they do. They go to the baseline. The jumper is up and in by Alexis Burkhart. She's got 5 points, 47-26. A 10-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Wood River as they have now blown the doors off this one. They're up by 21. Bank to the high post. Sestak with it. Sestak gets carry in this time. Get it into the paint to Robinson. She's in traffic. She spins it up there. It won't go. Ball comes out to Kaylee Gill. Second straight rebound for Gill. Outlet pass to Burkhart. Pushes it up the floor left side. Skip pass over to Heiss. Heiss skips it right back underneath to Willoughby. Heck of a pass. Willoughby can't get the shot away. Out to Baugh for three. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Ball slapped around. It's going to end up in Burkhart's hands. driving. Alexis puts the jumper up, no good on the left baseline, and the rebound comes down to Caitlin Bank. Her third, and Bank sprinting to the other end, sees some room, then she gets tripped up, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Amber Willoughby. Well, Willoughby, she stood her ground for about 25 feet. She saw her coming right towards her, and then at the last second when she went around her, she switched her hip out there and committed the foul. So Fosick will go to the line for the first time tonight. She's got 2 points, five rebounds. Oh, no, they're going to say it's a non-shooting foul. They lined up like it was, and then they say, no, it's underneath. So they'll inbound it. They'll get it to Robinson, and she'll be fouled. And this will be a shooting foul. Just 2 points in the ball game tonight for the junior, Jordan Robinson. The foul on Amber Willoughby, her second. 2:24 remaining in our game, 47-26 Wood River. St. Paul looking for their first point of the fourth quarter. And the first free throw is no good by Robinson. Now the second free throw. And that is up. And in goes right through there for Jordan. 3 points for her tonight. And it is 47-27. Wood River going to win their first game after losing the opener to Centura by two. St. Paul will fall to 1-3. Willoughby inside trying to make some room. Cut off there by Robinson. Kicks it out to Fisher. Drives. Her little one-hand runner is blocked by Jordan Robinson. And St. Paul has the loose ball. Lucas Savage pushes it up the floor. Cut off there by Caitlin Herman, who just checked in. Bank to the high post. A minute 50 to go. St. Paul with it. Again, it's Sestock. She can't get the shot away, and they'll reset it with Fosick. Fosick to the right side. Looks inside, can't get it to Lucas Savage. Back out of the elbow to Robinson. She throws it into Lucas Savage, but she's covered, and the ball actually blocked by Herman from behind. Picked back up by the Cats. Bank loses her dribble in the left-hand corner. And a foul going to be called here on Connor Fisher. Her fourth. It is the sixth team foul, and we're going to see some more kids off the bench now for both teams. Here comes Maddie Luer for Wood River. And for St. Paul, let's see who all checked in there. We have got Megan Allen in the ball game, and it is St. Paul ball. Alexa Wysocki, who just threw it in. And also checking in, Taryn Jonak. And Jonak gets it on the low post. Turnaround jumper is off the front of the iron. No good by Allen. Offensive rebound put back up and in. It won't go. I believe that was Wysocki. And the rebound brought down by the Eagles. Luer will get it into the front court to Herman. So some new faces out there for both ball clubs. Driving, free throw line, shot up by Luer. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Are we going to get a jump or are we going to get a foul? Looks like we're going to get a jump between Robinson and Gill. The arrow points the way of St. Paul. 1 minute left. 1 minute to go. Then the Misco Sports postgame show. And St. Paul will bring the ball up the floor here with Lucas Savage. See if we can get a couple more kids in the score column. Lucas Savage comes to the right side of the key. In for Wood River, by the way. Julia Rojas has checked in. Get it into Robinson. Back out Lucas Savage. 40 seconds to go. Dump it into Robinson. Jump shot is up off the glass and in. Jordan with 5 points. And it is 47-29. Eagles trying to get the ball up the floor. Waiting to check in is Madison DeVore. And Wood River is going to call a timeout so they can get her in. And I don't even think they really want to huddle up here, but looks like they will. So they called a timeout just to get DeVore in so that the clock wouldn't run out. We'll go ahead and keep it here with 28 seconds to go in our ball game. And it is 47-29. Wood River, we were tied 10-10 at the end of the first quarter. And then a quick start to the second quarter helped Wood River be up 27-16 at halftime. St. Paul got the first 5 points of the second half, so they were able to cut it to six, but that's as close as they got. And they were pretty quiet since that point, to only 8 points in the last 14 minutes of this, or 12 minutes of this ball game. And it is 47-29, Wood River. And DeVore will throw it in here from midcourt for the Eagles. And her pass knocked away. Couldn't stay in bounds. Lucas Savage did deflect it. And Wood River will try it again. Looking for one or two more shots as the ball gets in to Luer. Luer has a little room to the right baseline. And she's fouled on the shot. She'll get two free throws. Wysocki with the personal foul. And at the line will be Maddie Luer, one of the two freshmen, along with Herman on the roster for Wood River. Chance to get the scorebook here. First free throw is up, and it is in. It is 48-29. Second free throw now for Luer. On the way, and it's short. Offensive rebound. Oh, Rojas just about was able to take it away from Jordan Robinson, but Robinson able to get her eighth board. And up the floor, Lucas Savage with 15 seconds to go. Get it down on the low block to Allen. Megan tied up. They're going to have to call a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Wood River with 8 seconds to go. See if Wood River can get one more shot away. They get it into Caitlin Herman. Herman pushes the ball up the floor. They get it to Allure with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and she will get the shot away, but it'll be short. And that will be the end of the ball game. Your final score, the Wood River Lady Eagles, 48, and the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, 29, as they outscore them 11-3 in the fourth quarter of play. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
The season of memories is upon us. Winter sports, family get-togethers for the holidays, special meals and activities. You can share those memories so easily thanks to Brems Health Mart. Brems now offers digital photo processing. Brems Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief and, yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family, helping you enjoy the holidays a little bit more. Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And the first game of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in the book, our snow out makeup here in St. Paul between the Wildcats and Wood River. And the girls' game goes to Wood River 48-29. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play for this Christmas holiday season. 15% off all of the sporting goods, anything in the store, another 15% off at Misco Sports. If it's already on sale, it's okay. They're going to take another 15% off. And we will be back and take a look at the final numbers right after this timeout.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the breaks, downtown Kearney. Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at our final numbers. First of all, for St. Paul, they managed to get 7 players to score, but nobody really stood out tonight. Everybody was held into single digits. Caitlin Bank hit a couple of threes. She had 6 points, 3 rebounds. Maddie Fosick, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Carly Mamet actually led the team with 7 points and 1 rebound. Carrie Sestock, 5 points and 6 rebounds. Jordan Lukasavich, a rebound. Alexa Wysocki, a rebound. Kylie Sestock, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Jordan Robinson, 5 points, a team-high 8 rebounds and 2 blocks. And Jenna Derner, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. 19 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, and 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 15 in the first half. They did cut that down to 8. in the second half. St. Paul had 16 points at halftime, held to 13 in the second half, and the Wildcats finished with 29 points, 31 rebounds. 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land, 5 block shots and 23 turnovers. The Lady Cats fall to 1-3 and will be at Luke City Friday and back home to play Broken Bow on Saturday. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Wood River right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Wood River Lady Eagles. They had 7 players score. Kelsey Baugh, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart, 5 points and 2 rebounds. Caitlin Herman had a block shot. Connor Fisher, 5 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Morgan Heiss, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Amber Willoughby, 2 points. Maddie Luer, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Kaylee Gill had 3 rebounds. And leading the way tonight for the Lady Eagles, Kelly Bossert, 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 13 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, and 7 in the second half, including none in the fourth quarter. Wood River had 27 points at halftime. They put up 21 more in the second half, and Wood River will finish with 48 points, 26 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line. They were 4 of 10 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 11 turnovers, as Wood River will improve to 1-1 on the season with a 48-29 win over St. Paul. And up next, it's a very busy week. 3 more games this week, including hosting defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow. They welcome in Blue Hill Thursday and travel to Sutton on Saturday. So the rest of the week, all non-conference action. Most of the conference games played in January for the Wood River Eagles. Coming up next, we're 20 minutes away from our boys' tip. Going to get going just after 7:30 as they have started warm-ups here, and we'll have it all for you on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, plus Seattle St. Louis Monday Night Football about 25 minutes away from kicking off on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic will host Ravenna. Thursday, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Minden, so we're keeping busy with hoops as well. But when we come back, boys basketball, Wood River and St. Paul. Again, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brink to the downtown Kearney Center. Whatever it is you need for Christmas, they can help you fill out the list. And again, doesn't matter what's on the price tag right now. It could be regular price. It could already be on sale. Take an extra 15% off at Misco's. It was Wood River 48 and St. Paul 29 of the girls' game. Back with boys action in about 15 minutes here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.